Hi, lovely. Happy Tuesday, I think it is. Such a bright, gorgeous day where I am, but so cold, and the roads are so icy. And I probably said this yesterday, but everything's so hilly around here. So, like, I'm just going up white hills, going, please don't crash, please don't crash. So this week we're sort of talking about work-life balance and all of that. And the best place to start is, as with everything, getting really intentional about how you want your life to be. So one of the exercises I did, which really turned things around for me, and I probably should do this again, and I will, is to look at your daily, your average daily plan, like, you know, your schedule. Like, how does your average day currently pan out? And then on another piece of paper, how do you want your day to pan out? Okay, how do you want that day to look if you had complete control? Now, normally there's going to be a discrepancy between the two. Okay, there's going to be a bit of a void somewhere. You know, maybe there's too much of a bias on work at the moment, or not enough, you know, whatever that is for you, and we're all different. Now, the next thing, because you've got where you are and where you want to be, it's so much easier to create a plan of how can you start to implement small changes and tweaks within your day, so that you start to live more days like that perfect day. And how can you start to have more of those perfect days, you know, that day that you're aspiring to? So, for instance, it might start with a little gym or spa session, and then you get onto your computer for a couple of hours, and then you have a lovely nutritious lunch, and then a walk, whatever. I don't know, we're all different. And I think sometimes we think we're so worn down by society, it's so drilled into us that our day is work, that if we ever think about taking a bit of time out, you know, it's like it makes us feel guilty, and that we're lazy, and it brings all of these things up. And I touched on this in the book that I've just written, and how, you know, this isn't by accident. These feelings of guilt and laziness aren't accident. This is coming up through generations and centuries of control from, you know, the system, as it were. You know, even there used to be laws punishable by death if you were lazy. Yeah, now all of that has come through our DNA and into our psyche, you know. So even though we weren't living in those times, it's come through our generations, through, you know, either being passed like verbally and through our beliefs and value system, through families and generations, or even as they believe, like this thing is carried through our DNA, our makeup, you know, these beliefs. And so when you start to think of that and question, because we know that rest actually makes us so much more productive, and we get much more done. So instead of working 8 hours a day, could you work 6 hours a day so much more productively and get all of that key work done and have 2 hours a day for yourself, for instance? Now, I know most of you are mums and we're lucky to have 2 hours to work, let alone eight. And then it becomes a lot harder. But that being said, if you work doubly as effectively during half the time, then you can start to release those hours to go to the gym and to do stuff that builds you up mentally and physically. And the stronger that you become, the more that you start to achieve. And that's the cycle. But if we just carry on with our eyes shut, going just through the daily routine as it is, then we really, you know, we're leaving it all to chance. So the key is to become really intentional about the sort of days that you want to have and the weeks that you want to have. So every day won't tend to be the same, but maybe if you work within school hours, you work Monday to Thursday, and Friday is your day, you know, before the kids come home for the weekend and it's all like chaos, you know, you have that day. Or maybe Monday is your day and you start your week, working week, on the Tuesday. Or maybe you have an hour each day, whatever that is for you. And what I would say is, nothing's ever set in stone. have a play with it. So for me, I can't yet decide whether I would prefer to have a really full-on week and then a week off, or whether I have a couple of hours each day where I go to the gym and get into that really lovely flow of having time in the day to work and to play and to exercise and to read and to develop like a daily routine like that, so every day is perfect. Or whether I prefer, because when I'm working, I get quite addicted and it's really hard for me to stop. I quite like to work on projects, really meaty projects, and get them done, and then sort of have a celebratory week of not having to do much at all. I don't have to decide. And here's the thing as well, I can flit and flee between both of those. What I'm learning more than ever is to really live in the flow. And if I am in a week where I'm really enjoying my work, then that's okay. You know, my work, I think when you work for yourself, quite often your work is also me time. It's time doing something for you, especially if you're in a creative business, you know, making the jewelry or making whatever it is you're making, like homeware or clothes. That's really soul-fulfilling work. So again, it changes when you're in your own business. Sometimes, you know, work is you time, and it's been my savior, having been a mum of two little ones, having that little thing that I can do for myself whilst it's work. The money's a bonus often. Like, I love what I do and I would do it anyway. And that's, again, the key to find work that you just want to do for fun and for love, and that you happen to get paid for it too. And the whole balance of life becomes even easier. You know, it's not a drudge. I never feel like, oh, I've got to work today. I'm looking forward to work. I'm looking forward now to go and sit on my computer and see, you know, what emails I've got, who I can help, who I can reply to, where I can be of service, what can I create for the ladies that I work with. You know, I enjoy that. Do you know what I mean? So finding what you love doing really helps with that balance. It really, really does. And really working out, you know, just sketch out what your perfect day would be, and then play with it, you know, and keep playing with it, and until you get in your flow and you find your own flow. And there's a big mindset shift here as well. As with everything that I say, if you don't believe that you're worth it, if you don't believe this is possible, if you have all this belief that, you know, to be successful, you have to like sacrifice loads, your health, you have to work hard, you have to work 10 hours a day, you have to do this. If they're the beliefs you're carrying around, then again, you're going to fight. So even if you write it down, you're going to fight yourself in this battle for work-life balance, because you don't deep down believe that it's possible or that you deserve it. There's so many elements, and that's why I don't want to rush this inside the nest. I want to really get this right for the ladies, because I think if we get this bit right, and that we get a really great system going of, you know, having elements of routine, but not routine. Routine is too stagnant. You know, it's finding that flow, that daily flow. You're not even having to think about it. You know, that flow feels so much better than routine. For instance, routine is just so dictatorial and so stifling. Flow is like energetically incredible. So finding that flow within the day of getting all those things done, like the flow, the morning flow, the evening, like how do your evenings flow, how do you approach your day, like we're going to be looking at all of that stuff. And so I'd really encourage you to do the same. You know, have a think about how you want your life and your days and your weeks and your months and your years to pan out, because otherwise they're just going to happen, and you're going to wake up one day and go, well, where did that go? Like, now's the time to get really intentional about how you want it all to pan out. So leaving that with you today, sending you love as always. I hope you have an incredible day as always. Thank you so much for listening. Please do leave me a review if you haven't done already. I'd love to hear from you and to know that these podcasts, you know, matter to you and they help. And I shall speak to you very, very soon. Lots of love. Bye.